This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am your guest host for the evening, Andrea Kay, coming at you from this special place. This special place known as the bunker here, where the real side comes at you guys every night from 6 to 9 p.m. here. I'm surrounded by all kinds of really cool stuff from the real side. I'm bummed because I didn't wear my shirt tonight. I wanted to wear my shirt, my hashtag stand. I started to say I stand with Joe. It's hashtag stand. Hey, thanks for joining me tonight. The lines are open tonight, so if you want to call in and chime in the show, it's 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. You can watch and listen at therealside.com. We're also streaming at you on Facebook. Loving all the comments. I could just sit and chat with you all, but then, you know, who would do the talking, right? So anyway, in this hour, you know, I started the show talking about Harvey, of course, because really, you know, the greatest natural disaster that's happened to hit our shores on the 12th anniversary of Katrina, which I had thought and actually hoped that that would be the last time we would have a tragedy like that happen. But, of course, the politicizing started immediately, especially those on the left saying, see, it's all the global warming. If these Republicans had just gotten on board with global warming, you know, and done, I guess, I don't know what, you know, maybe they could have stopped, you know, this from happening. Did you guys know? I heard this stat coming on the way into the show tonight that in terms of ferocity and winds and different things, Harvey actually ranked 14th. In terms of storms to date, and we actually have not had a major hurricane in 12 years. So, you know, and by the way, if the global warming people were correct, the inconvenient truth for Al Gore is he wouldn't have had to do a sequel. Because by now, everybody in Manhattan supposedly needed to be scuba diving on their way to work. Anyway, that's just more of the left constantly pushing their agenda. You know, Houston and what's happening there and the love and the humanity and people coming together. Yeah, there's some price gouging going on. Yeah, there's some looting going on. But what's really happening there is a community banding together. Local people, people coming from around the country doing all that they can. And I say, and I said at the top of the hour, I think that that's the real America. The left wants us to think that the America is all what we saw in terms of these, you know, these Nazis in Charlottesville. And yeah, there's a segment of that, but that's not really who we are as a nation. To further that, you have organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center deciding to, you know, further the nonsense that we are nothing but a racist nation. And joining me now is Daniel Greenfield. He's a showman journalism fellow at the Freedom Center, and he's a writer. And he's written an article that actually caught my eye. Hey, Daniel, welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, I read this article that you wrote in which it caught my eye because I wasn't even sure if it was a parody, because you're talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center declared a black church that's being led by a man who picked cotton as a white supremacy group? What?
It's a very bizarre situation. I mean, I'm, for example, listed on the list of hate groups from the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group. I'm, you know, whatever you think of my politics, I'm one individual, I'm not a group. I mean, I've got a cat, but I don't think a man and a cat qualify as a hate group. At one point, the Southern Poverty Law Center actually listed a sign outside a bar in Pennsylvania as a hate group. I mean, listing the bar itself would have made too much sense, so they listed an inanimate object as a hate group. Now you've got Color of Change, which was founded by Van Jones, the CNN guy, and they listed a whole bunch of 100-plus white supremacist groups. And near the top of the list is a black church. founded, as you just mentioned, by a man who picked cotton in the segregated South back in the day. So this is the insane situation. They don't check the facts. They don't do any kind of due diligence. And the media and a whole bunch of organizations accept it. And now Discover is actually appearing to act on it. Discover Card is now cutting off some organizations on the list without doing any kind of checking, with just taking their word for it. And this is a very bad development.
Well, can somebody, you know, I hadn't heard that element about Discovery Card, but on what basis, let me backtrack before I ask you whether or not Discovery can legally get away with that, on what basis did they declare some black church led by a man who grew up picking cotton a white supremacy group? And on any of the groups, on what basis, what's the criteria that they're using?
They're really not using any kind of criteria that makes sense. So the Southern Poverty Law Center is now being sued by a Muslim reformer whom they accused of being an anti-Muslim extremist. How do you accuse a Muslim of being an anti-Muslim extremist? How do you accuse a black pastor of being a white supremacist? So they don't bother with any fact. They don't bother saying this is right, this is not right. This is just people they're going after, and they don't care about the details. They don't care about any kind of accuracy, and now they're being sued over it, actually.
Well, I'm not surprised that they declared an inanimate object, a bar, as being a racist group. That's kind of what's happening with the statues. You know, statues that nobody had, you know, I grew up, I can't tell you how many years I spent at Lee Circle in Mardi Gras, shoulder to shoulder with black people. Nobody cared anything about that statue of Lee. All they cared about was what was going to be thrown to him off a Mardi Gras float. This is just the left doing everything that they can. My theory is this, and you can tell me if you think I'm wrong. My theory is that, you know, they're trying to pierce the Constitution by saying the more and more and more that they push this, that they can ultimately declare that the founders of the country and the country is racist and therefore it's illegitimate. They can pierce the Constitution and they can, you know, transform it into their Marxist utopia. That to me is what the end game is. Do you agree?
Absolutely. They want to break America. They want to break our idea of ourselves. They want to divide us. They want to pit us against each other. They want to see us fighting each other in the street. And they want to destroy our confidence in the future. They want to destroy our confidence that the Constitution, that the principles that kept us together will actually be there to sustain us in the future. They want us to believe that there's no answer except the left. That's really what they're meant to do.
Well, this guy Van Jones and the Color of Change, I mean, I'm not even sure what that organization is. Is it a charity organization? What is the Color of Change? I mean, we all know Van Jones is a communist. So what is this organization that he started? And, you know, and is he still a contributor at CNN?
It's a left-wing pressure group. So it was actually started, if you remember, Kanye West's famous Bush doesn't care about black people after the hurricane.
Oh, okay.
So
you know what?
Color of Change was inspired by that.
Was inspired by that. All right. Well, we're going to pick that up on the other side of the break with Daniel Greenfield. Don't go anywhere. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina, and I'm Andrea Kay filling in as guest host.
Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
With Joe Messina, I'm Andrea Kay, your guest host filling in tonight. Thank you all for joining us here. I'm especially glad to have my guest Daniel Greenfield with me for this hour. We're talking about the insanity on the part of the left, continuing to try to divide us along racial lines and fomenting the hate that's out there. And before the break, Daniel was reminding me, we were talking about this group, The Color of Change, started by Van Jones, the communist Van Jones, who was a part of the Obama administration, one of many communists, by the way. And I guess he was inspired by Mr. Kanye West, who came out at I think it was a fundraiser, right, Daniel, in which he said that it was clear that President Bush hated black people. Right?
It was one of the uglier moments. And it was completely untrue. And peculiarly enough, President Bush, when he was being attacked for not caring because he overflew the site of the disaster, and President Trump is now being attacked for visiting. So you can't win with these people.
Well, yeah. In fact, I talked earlier in the program that I really, you know, President Bush does not deserve kudos, as some host tried to claim the other night, because he didn't push back against the false narratives. And he willingly, consciously accepted blame that he knew was not his involving Katrina, somehow to, you know, take the heat off of local officials, which is absolutely ridiculous and mind-numbingly moronic, in my opinion, because he allowed this narrative to really start to take hold about the Republican Party being racist. It did so much damage to our country to allow that narrative about him, about the Republican Party, about, you know, centralized government and control over these types of situations and the role of government and who is to fault and who's responsible for this and that. He did a lot of damage, President Bush did, in allowing that to happen. And look at the result. Now we've got Van Jones and this. We've got so many other movements. I don't know if you've heard that now a takeoff on Black Lives Matter is now there's this whole college movement of Black Minds Matter, to where there's now curriculum being centered around all around our colleges based upon the terrorist group, the racist group, Black Lives Matter. I actually saw, and I'm sure you've heard of it, the University of Iowa Assistant Professor Jody Lindley, who's using her classroom to, quote, deconstruct whiteness. Then there was another University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee professor who said that his goal for his class is to complete the abolition of whiteness, saying that that's the only way to get rid of racism in America. You know, Eric Holder said that America was too scared to have a conversation about race. No, I think that we're prepared to have a conversation about race. Too many people are afraid to say that there's actually a movement to oppress white people and a movement for black supremacy in this country. Am I wrong?
That's very true. You have racist groups that are openly, actively doing this. Black Lives Matter might as well be only Black Lives Matter. It insists that you can't say all lives matter, insists that it's there to attack white supremacy. By white supremacy, they don't mean the Klan, they don't mean neo-Nazis. They mean anything that embodies whiteness, which is basically reducible to white people. So it's a racist movement. Their role model is a convicted terrorist, a wanted terrorist for that matter. And they're dedicated to just spreading hate, to promoting the idea that white people are evil, that they should be hating and fearing white people at the same time that America is white and that America needs to be destroyed to create whatever kind of wonderful black separatist society they would want.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I thought the idea of what Martin Luther King marched for, he's a hero of mine. It was about, you know, equality. It wasn't about, you know, making, now doing a flip in terms of which group is you know, oppressing the other. And now we've got colleges with all these segregated, like in San Francisco, they've got segregated, what's it called when people's starting school? Orientation, as well as, you know, segregated graduations. Now we've got Black Minds Matter. And, you know, I can remember when, and I'm not a fan of Mitt Romney's, but I can remember when he was campaigning in 2012 and he went and gave a speech to, I think it was the NAACP, and they complained that he gave them the same speech that he gave the Chamber of Commerce. And it's like, well, tell me what policies are different for women versus different for black people versus different. I mean, to me, the laws of economics, you know, are the same, whether the $5 bill is in my wallet or a black person's wallet. I mean, you know, how are we going to get over this crap of dividing people along color and gender in these identity lines?
Well, the tragic thing, you mentioned Martin Luther King, but within that kind of sphere, Martin Luther King lost, Malcolm X and his call for separatism won. So tragically enough, we're no longer judging people by the content of their character. We're not aspiring to a colorblind society. And this was very much became a self-fulfilling prophecy under the Obama administration. Instead, we're emphasizing this kind of oppression and resistance to oppression, this perpetual dynamic of racial conflict, of conflict between genders, between various groups, between everybody. This is really the left's model, and it's tearing the country apart, and it's very tragic.
Well, it is. I was actually in a green room at CNN International up here in L.A., and I was discussing, there was a woman there, one who's well-known in the media and is actually behind a lot of sexual harassment allegations against a major media outlet. And when we were discussing, you know, the 2016 general election, she accused me of being sexist against Hillary because I didn't vote for her. And I'm a woman. I'm like, what? I was incredibly offended and insulted. It couldn't have been based upon just my evaluation of her as a candidate or her. It was because I described Hillary Clinton as despicable, and that was, I guess, a dog whistle that meant I hate women. I didn't know when I looked in the dictionary, Daniel, that the word despicable meant hater of women. I didn't know that that's what the definition was of that word. The latest thing, I don't know if you read this HuffPo article, was that the military turns people racist. That's the latest thing. And Tammy was telling me during the break that, that this is the first time Hurricane Harvey has actually had active duty military helping in rescue. There are two Navy warships, Air Force and Navy pilots doing rescues, Marine Corps on the Navy vessels. I mean, those poor Texans, they didn't know they got all these racists there helping to get them out, right?
Yeah, well, it's tribal, which means identity politics is tribal, which means you're either on this side or on the other side. If you didn't vote for Hillary, then you're an enemy. If you didn't vote for Obama, you're an enemy. If you're living over there, you're an enemy. If you're a police officer, you're an enemy. So it's very much enemy versus ally. It's not really about asking what do you actually believe, what do you actually practice. I mean, there are people who have gone this kind of model. They're doing rescues. There are people who have adopted African-American children, and they're being called racist just because they don't fit this whole enemy-ally model. Either you're completely on their side or you're the enemy.
Speaking of enemies, I want to shift gears while I've got you. I've only got, I think, about five more minutes with you. And you are known for your work in your writing and your analysis on the fight against radical Islam. And I got to pick your brain and see what you think about Sebastian Gorka, the rise of McMaster in the White House and the administration, and the departure of Sebastian Gorka, who I agree with in terms of the fight against radical Islam. His statement upon leaving was that he felt that the forces of globalism had taken over. He was unhappy with President Trump's departure and his stance in the war in Afghanistan, as well as the fact that in his speech, President Trump did not mention radical Islam. What's your take on all that?
It's very tragic. This administration was supposed to present something very different. Realism about the threat of Islamic terrorism, and now pretty much everybody, certainly with the departure of Dr. Gorka, pretty much everybody who understands the threat, who understands the problem, has been forced out. There's been a steady purge by McMaster at the National Security Council.
Hey, Daniel.
The holdovers are still there.
We're coming up against a hard break. If we can pick that up on the other side, I'd appreciate it. Stay tuned. More Real Side with Joe Messina coming right back up.
Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapping individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am guest host Andrea Kaye sitting in tonight, and I'm so appreciative that Daniel Greenfield has decided to stay over the break because I know he was supposed to let him go by 7:30, but I had to hold him over because he was saying something so brilliant and amazing about the war on radical Islam and what's happened in the White House. Daniel, thanks for staying over a few minutes. You were saying before the break that it was tragic what was going on because President Trump supposedly represented something new in the fight against radical Islam, correct?
Yeah, after 8 years of the Obama administration in which it insisted that Islamic terrorism had absolutely nothing to do with Islam, that the Islamic State had nothing to do with Islam, we were supposed to have an administration that was going to be realistic about this, that was going to tell the truth about Islam. President Trump certainly did that. He did that during the campaign. He did that once he took office. He insisted on talking about radical Islamic terrorism, even when McMaster did not want him to. But currently the administration is just empty of actual people who represent the president's agenda, and that's something that Dr. Rourke has said. It's something he's talking about now. There's just really nobody there within the administration on foreign policy who understands this, who gets this, who wants to talk about Islamic terrorism rather than just saying it's a tiny minority of extremists, they're hijacking a greater religion, and all this has nothing to do with Islam. And that's really a fundamental problem because, while it's great that President Trump understands this, he needs people there who can actually implement that as a policy instead of people like McMaster who are keeping Obama holdovers in place while purging everybody who gets that Islamic terrorism is a religious problem. It's not just something that happens to be a few bunch of people who misread the Quran at some point. Mm-hmm. This is very much part of Islam. It comes from the Quran, and this is what we need to be dealing with.
Well, yeah, and it's very disappointing to me, and I don't really understand why McMaster is still, at that high level. I mean, I know Obama purged so much of the top brass that actually understood the problem, but there's people like Mike Pompeo and others who supposedly understand. You know, I've actually met with them and heard them talk about it, you know, and about how disgusted that they were with what was going on, and there was legislation put forth by a variety of people in Congress to declare the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization, and I'm not really sure I understand, you know, what's going on here. And, you know, it's disheartening to me. And, you know, what now?
Well, now we still have to do what we were doing all along. We have to keep speaking out. We have to keep telling the truth. And we have to keep the pressure on It does seem like some of the more problematic people in the current administration are not necessarily going to last, like Tillerson. But at the same time, I mean, we have to be out there. We have to keep carrying the message forward. I mean, we always have to do that regardless of the administration. And the administration needs to do a certain amount of house cleaning. McMaster right now is very much a problem. He's purging just about everybody in the National Security Council who gets it. This is obviously bad news, which means when the president gets options, he's getting options hand-fed to him by people who are might have been working under Jeb Bush just as easily, or people, for that matter, who are working under Obama. So that needs to change. And I think, again, the president is going to be very dissatisfied, and Afghanistan is going to be dissatisfied in other areas because it's not, there aren't going to be the results that they're promising.
No, and I'm just praying that it doesn't come down to a terrorist attack under his watch that could have been prevented had he actually implemented his agenda that for which he was elected. And, you know, the American people are watching, and right now he's still got goodwill. He still has the hand of of the American people on his back, and he's certainly done a really good job in how he's handling Harvey. But the American people are looking for him to fulfill his promises. They went outside of Washington and brought in an outsider because they lost faith in Congress, and they put their faith in him, and they wanted, you know, a few things from him. They wanted that border seal, and they want a border wall. They want to stop to the refugee program, and they want a true fight against radical Islam, and they don't want our military used for nation building. They're not interested in that. They're interested in winning if we're going to have boots on the ground. The American people also, you know, wanted Obamacare repeal and replaced, and, you know, tax reform. And so the Republican Party has very, very little time left. And I'm not even sure what's going to happen to President Trump in 2020 if he doesn't start getting some of his agenda passed. How can people read your stuff, Daniel?
Well, they can Google Daniel Greenfield and it'll come up pretty quickly. I am published regularly at frontpagemag.com, and I welcome dialogue and leadership.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your leadership in these areas. We really do.
Thank you.
Okay. Did you guys know, by the way, I don't know if you know this, Tammy, well, I wonder if my next guest, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, I'm wondering if she's so dialed into politics and everything that's happening out there and all the ins and outs, and she's really deep inside everything that's happening. Today is the 20th anniversary of Princess Diana's death. No reaction, Tammy? No. Megan Barth, are you with me?
Well, you just made me feel really old. 20 years already, my God. And see, I'm never older than 38.
Well, you know what, at a time in which there's so much hate and so much division going on in our country and also around the world, you know, I saw as I was researching topics to come in, her picture flashed. And it came up, and it kind of struck me that, you know, here was one of the most iconic figures in the world. She was the most photographed woman of her time, one of the most revered people in the world, did more for charity and philanthropy than most people. Even after they took, you know, HRH away from her, she still continued her charity work, and, like, nobody's talking about her today. I just feel like, you know, that's kind of sad to me. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Well, it is. And, you know, through every tragedy that happens, you know, there seems to be a silver lining. And one of the tragedies that have really consumed the news, obviously, over this past week has been Hurricane Harvey. And when you see, and when you had mentioned, rather, that there's, you know, so much hate and so much division going on in the country and the world, we only have to look at Hurricane Harvey to see really truly the American spirit shining through, where fellow Americans are helping out fellow Americans from all states arriving in Texas to lend a helping hand. And so our country, even though the Democrats continue to say that our country is divided, there's only one side and the other side is a bunch of Nazis and white supremacists, we only have to look south and see really the true spirit of the American people, and that is in times of crisis, Americans rise up and help each other through and donate their time, donate everything, and donate money, especially to help the victims. And when it comes to Princess Diana, you know, this is just a sad reminder of how life can simply change in an instant, in an absolute instant. And so every day, and, you know, we've all suffered through our own personal tragedies and losses, you know, we just have to be reminded, we give thanks to God every day that we wake up, open our eyes, and say thank you.
Yeah, you know
thank
what?
You it, for another
that,
day.
Exactly. And, you know, I think that, you know, I started the show by asking if it's too soon, you know, to talk about the political aspects of it, because, you know, the left is always the Storm Harvey, because the left, as Rahm Emanuel said, never let a tragedy go to waste. But, you know, there, I think it's important to always look at lessons anytime. And, you know, for example, when a family, you know, has a high profile loss of a child or whatever, like Natalie, you know, Holloway, then the mom, you know, decides, well, I'm going to try to find some good out of this and maybe help parents from suffering something, you know, similar. And I think that when we have a tragedy like a hurricane, you know, we can say to ourselves, what lessons can we learn from this? And maybe, you know, the lesson is helping our fellow man, or maybe, you know, there's lots of lessons we can learn, one of which is to treasure every day and to think about what's really important in our priorities and how important life is and being good to each other. But I think I got to ask you, when do you think it's too soon to actually think about the politics of something like this?
Well, I've had 6 shows today, and this will be, I think, my 7th. And I was talking to Alabama earlier, and I got into the politics of Hurricane Harvey because the Democrats, of course, started talking about Stiletto Gate and what Mario was doing, and whether or not Trump responded quick enough, or what he said was the right thing, or was he showing empathy. And we saw this continued attack on our president by the left, and by the left, I mean also the media. And so it's not only Democrats that are coming forward questioning whether or not he's showing enough empathy or saying the right things or doing the right things. I even saw Juan Williams say, well, you know, he wasn't going up to comfort those that were, you know, in distress from Hurricane Harvey. Well, let's put aside the fact that when a president comes into town, there's a lot of things that have to happen in order to secure his safety, and that would actually probably jeopardize others that were in harm's way. And so, you know, the Democrats always politicize and always take any opportunity specifically out of this tragedy in order to sabotage or undermine or disparage our president. And so, you know, I will call out the president when I think he does something wrong, but in this case, I will defend our president from actually doing the right thing. And even a Louisiana governor, commended, and he's a Democrat, commended Donald Trump on his forewarning as well as his actions prior to, during, and now continue throughout this tragedy.
Well, yeah, you know, in terms of the Stiletto Gate, you know, yesterday was the 12th anniversary of Katrina, and I had family and friends who lost every neighborhood. There was somebody that I knew lost everything, and nobody gave a crap about anybody's clothing who was down there visiting. I mean, this is absolutely so stupid if that's all they can complain about. But my thing about, you know, about politics actually goes a little bit deeper than that. So, you know, stay with me, Megan, and you guys stay with me listening out there, because I'm going to go take a quick break. We come back. Got more of Megan Barth with me, ReaganBabe.com. Don't go anywhere. Real Side with Joe Messina coming right back up.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking. Don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Andrea Kay, guest host, filling in tonight. I'm so glad to come back from the break to that song. That's a little throwback to some southern rock. Throwback to my peeps down in Louisiana. Prayers, by the way, for everybody down in the Gulf Coast who's going through another tragedy 12 years after Katrina. And we also want to give some prayers to a friend of ours on Facebook tonight, Chris Gwynn, who was just diagnosed with cancer. Chris, we're thinking about you. Prayers up for you. And join everybody. Let's start a prayer chain for Chris out there. Coming back from the break, joining me again is none other than Megan Barth, ReaganBaby.com, who is still young, even though she remembers Lady Diana. And I got to tell you, Megan, during the break, Tammy, who's here with me, holding down the fort here, she said that she thought, you know, throughout the show we've been talking about lessons learned from tragedy. She says the lesson that should have been learned from Princess Diana, that what caused her death was the paparazzi, and they should have backed off, and they didn't. The media is just, whether it's stalking celebrities or whether it's stalking President Trump or Stiletto Gate. I mean, I think Trump is right that they're really kind of the enemy of the people, don't you?
Well, yeah, you know, we need, in order to have an educated populace, we need to have a fair and objective press, one that is guided by ethics and one that is guided by standards in which they report the truth. They simply don't align themselves with a Democrat or with a party or political party, this being the Democrat Party, and then use Democrat talking points as headlines and as purported truth. And that's what we find time and time again. We found this through the help of WikiLeaks, where they exposed dozens of journalists that were on the take for the Hillary campaign, working closely with John Podesta, journalists like Maggie Hammerman of the New York Times, making sure that the narrative that Hillary is the nominee and that she's the best. That's not report. Reporters aren't supposed to be cheerleaders for politicians. Mm-hmm. Reporters are supposed to keep politicians honest. And as an effect of that, provide the truth to the American people so then we can decide. I don't need a journalist's opinion. I just want the facts and nothing but the facts, ma'am, in order to make an educated decision.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to read the story today, but I guess a judge threw out Sarah Palin's case against the New York Times. I don't know if you've got any. I didn't have a chance to follow up on that, but I mean, I think that she felt like she had a case against them for slander and libel. I don't know if you heard about that ABC reporter down in Hurricane Harvey who was actually with the police. He sees some looting happening, so he says to the police, hey, there's some looting happening over there. The media around the country goes crazy, angry at this guy because these people are victims. How can you fault some poor, unfortunate person who had no choice but to go into a store and take a TV out?
Well, what about the small business owner that owns the store? We're not talking about Walmart being looted. We're talking about small businesses being looted. So now the small business owner is victimized twice. One side of damaging his store, and now twice by hurricane victims that are looting his store. And so that when there is no law and order, this is what happens. And Democrats have never truly been the party of law and order. Specifically in the last 8 years of the Obama administration, when he was going around Congress using his pen and his phone in order to make law and also activist judges we have an issue with by going against the will of many of the voters, whether it comes to California propositions where you reside or overturning Trump's travel ban. Some federal judge, Obama appointee in Hawaii, is going to now make immigration law. That's not his job. And so in order to establish law and order, once the law and order is established, the definition of laws, downtrend. And so for the business owners, there is no entitlement just because you're a victim of a hurricane. That does not allow you to act lawlessly and then victimize somebody else.
Yeah, I was on a show.
It's a Democrat mantra.
Well, right. I was on the and the Democrat thing is that, you know, nobody, particularly a liberal, there is no right and wrong for them. You know, it's constant double standard. But, you know, if price gouging, if you're not allowed to raise your prices and there's severe penalties for that in times of a crisis like this or a natural disaster, there should be severe penalties for looting. In fact, I think the business owner should be able to sit on a roof and pick them off one by one. That's how bad it is to me. I was on a show last night with somebody and they said, oh, well, you know, it's covered by business insurance. Well, you know what? Yeah, businesses have insurance to cover shoplifting, but I don't. If I've got a job interview, I don't get to go into Nordstrom and walk out with a suit because I can't afford it, and say, "Hey, you know what? They get to write it off under their insurance." I mean, that's how crazy the left is in this country. That's how anti-business that they are in this country. But I want to shift gears a little bit in the time that I have left with you, because as I said before I introduced you, that you are really somebody who's really, really got your finger on the pulse. You really do a lot of great research. And there's been a lot of speculation about, you know, for example, voter fraud, and the left says that there's no systemic voter fraud, there's no there, you know, to come up with voter IDs, just anti-minority and more of the racial identity crap. But you've actually uncovered some actual proof of voter fraud in Nevada, right?
Yeah, and on ReaganBabe.com, I cover this thoroughly, and the evidence that I had collected from a variety of whistleblowers, from also federal agencies and private citizens who came forward, I gathered that evidence and sent it along to the DOJ, which then warranted an FBI investigation. So we have an ongoing FBI investigation into Nevada for widespread statewide voter registration fraud and voter fraud. Donald Trump only lost Nevada by 25,000 votes. I also had the opportunity to interview Michael Blake, who is the vice chair of the DNC, and he continues to say that voter fraud is a myth. But according to a veteran Democrat chief election official in Florida, she has conceded, her name is Brenda Snipes, that actually felons and 130-year-old voters were voting in Broward County. And so there's an ongoing lawsuit brought by the American Civil Rights Union, which is a conservative legal group headed by J. Christian Adams, suing to Broward in order to uncover the fraud. The judge has not decided yet, but Snipes acknowledged that the processes within her office aren't perfect and non-citizens and felons were voting. This is the same type of evidence that I uncovered in Nevada. So voter fraud is not a myth. It's actually a cancer that spreads throughout each state in our republic. And until we follow the law, because there are laws on the books, and that is the 1993 law passed by Bill Clinton, which allowed voters to register at the DMV, these laws aren't being followed to clean up the voter rolls. And this is after many illegal aliens who reside in California, for example, have now been given driver's licenses. Mm-hmm. We also have illegal immigrant advocacy groups, mostly funded by George Soros, that are out registering hundreds of thousands of voters and not checking for citizenship. We have instances in Texas, and literally every state in our union, there are issues with voter registration and voter registration fraud and voter fraud. So the FBI is currently investigating Nevada. I cannot get any information, of course, because it's under investigation, but I can tell you firsthand that it does exist. And in counties, in the smallest of counties, hundreds of votes can change the election.
Yeah, we had a county back when I was active in the Republican Party, and I was one of the people that helped, you know, get out the vote drives on Election Day and did a lot of work on the ground for the party. We had a county in San Diego that was swung by 65 votes. There is nobody that can convince me that voter fraud does not exist, particularly in California where you have all these illegals. You know, if these illegals are able to come up with identification to buy cars and homes and everything else, they're getting their votes in. That's why they fight so hard against voter ID. That's why they know that you have to have an ID for about 59 different ways and reasons in this country. But, you know, they don't want it for that because that's how they can sway the elections. We know that Al Franken won with 200 illegal votes in Minnesota. I'm not sure if you have any faith in the FBI or the DOJ in terms of investigations because, you know, they're refusing to adhere to FOIA requests involving Hillary Clinton's emails. I personally right now don't have any faith in our investigative agencies in terms of this type of an issue. Do you?
Yeah, they definitely, not so much. They've definitely been politicized. But what I do have faith in is law as long as the law is followed. And there has to be an adherence to law. We have states that have not cleaned up their voter rolls since 1993. You know, we uncovered a 110-year-old woman who was registered twice who voted. And so, you know, there are issues and it is widespread. If the state is not following federal law, that is the problem, and it's the responsibility of the Secretary of State and the County Registrar's Office to work together in order to clean up the rules. This has not been done. It needs to be done, and it needs to be enforced.
Well, I know that there are states' rights and the different, you know, electoral processes are determined by the state, but I think that we could have some federal legislation that says, you know, sanction the electors if there has not been voter ID at the state level. That's one thing that they could do, right?
Yeah, the only thing that is going to solve this issue is a national voter ID. That should be the goal of the Election Integrity Commission that the president has put together as far as an advisory council. I gave testimony in front of J. Christian Adams at a meeting that was held in California presenting my evidence. But truly, the only deterrent of voter fraud will be that you have to prove who you say you are, because sample ballots really, I think, are the key in voter fraud. If you have registered voters that are old or that don't exist or at addresses that don't exist, sample ballots go to that voter and then can be used to vote at the polls.
Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. ReaganBabe.com. Thank you so much for being here. ReaganBabe.com. Thanks so much for being here. Appreciate it. You know,
no
I think.
Problem,
all right. I think I'd like to add that the 11 million illegals that are here, there's a movement to turn them into citizens and give them voting rights immediately. And that's a really bad idea. That's another way they're going to try to get around it. Hey, we got more Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Andrea Kay, guest host filling in. So stay tuned. Got another hour coming up.